you're sure he went to Boston?
Oh, absolutely.
I called out to Jeeves, who was now messing about in the next room with the forks and so forth.
Jeeves, Lord Pershaw didn't change his mind about going to Boston, did he?
No, sir.
I thought I was right. Yes, Motty went to Boston.
Then how do you account, Mr. Worcester, for the fact that when I went yesterday afternoon to Blackwell's Island Prison to secure material for my book, I saw poor dear Wilmot there, dressed in a striped suit, seated beside a pile of stones with a hammer in his hands?
I tried to think of something to say, but nothing came. A chappie has to be a lot broader across the forehead than I am to handle a jod like this. I strained the old bean till it creaked, but between the collar and the hair parting, nothing stirred. I was dumb, which was lucky because I wouldn't have a chance to get any persiflage out of my system. Lady Malvern collared the conversation. She had been bottling it up, and now it came out with a rush.
So this is how you look after my poor dear boy, Mr. Worcester? So this is how you have abused my trust? I left him in your charge, thinking that I could rely on you to shield him from evil.